Trenton celebrated Ernie Kovacs Day. Both the city and the state of New Jersey honored the television pioneer yesterday on the 100th anniversary of his birth. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
Ernie Kovacs' television work was funny, it was experimental, and it was deeply strange. He was known for his low-budget ingenuity, like making jokes out of camera tricks, breaking the fourth wall by talking directly to his crew, and sometimes not talking at all. A variety special he produced in 1957 for NBC called The Silent Show had no dialogue for its entire 30 minutes. 100 years ago, Kovacs was born in Trenton, where he worked for years in local radio before jumping to television in Philadelphia. Although his was a relatively short life, he died in a car accident at age 42. He left a big influence on TV, particularly late-night comedy shows.
Take a look. Take a good look. And here he is, Ernie Kovacs.
Kovacs knew how to work the industry just as much as an audience, always plagued with money problems. He sometimes took jobs because he was short on cash. In 1957, he created a game show for ABC called Take a Good Look.
Good evening. We are all here again like thieves.
Joel Hodgson, the creator of Mystery Science Theater 3000, is a big fan of Kovacs and said that game show was utter nonsense.
It doesn't make any sense as any kind of game show, but they were blackout sketches.
Blackout sketches are strings of brief, unrelated comedy skits punctuated by a fade to black at the punchline.
He was banking blackout sketches to construct another ABC special. So you see what he was doing? He was using a stupid game show to fulfill what he could then piece together and create new TV shows.
The New Jersey Motion Picture and Television Commission invited Hodgson to Trenton to pay homage to Kovacs in a centennial ceremony. It also included New Jersey Secretary of State Tahisha Way and Josh Mills, the director of the Kovacs estate. This is not the first time Trenton has honored its native son. There's already a street named after him. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.